All right, all right, all right. Welcome in. Toilet Titles, episode number 80. This is our annual redraft mock draft bonanza. With me this evening, I have a few guests, but first and foremost, we got Toilets and Titles member over here, Rich Gonzalez, at R. Gonzalez, RM Rich. What is happening?
Everything's going good, man. Just trying to beat these sinus allergies, man. But feeling great. Ready to do a little mock draft. We got a big home league 16-team draft tomorrow. We all gather together. So excited for that and pumped.
All right. So this is big practice for Rich. So this is a big practice evening. I like that. Next to me, I got Josh at generally underscore where at Fusion FFB from the Fusion FFB. com, and he was part of the Canton trio. So this is a little bit of a Canton, well, I wouldn't say trio, Canton, whatever, however many of us there were out there in the house. But Josh was there. We rocked out. Josh, it's nice to see you. How you doing?
Ready to go. Let's do this.
Josh is ready to rock and roll. All right. And then we got Byron Chenko himself, John at Byron Chenko on the Twitter. John, what is cooking?
And I'm much just, yeah, prepping for these redraft leagues and step in for Justin and do my best.
Yeah, stepping in for Justin. I know you're in the chat. You're in a group chat with Justin. He reached out. You said you'd step up for him because he's not available. So you got to carry this podcast, that means, all right? Because Justin usually has me on his back. He's carrying me. Think you can handle that?
We'll see where we go, yeah.
All right, awesome, awesome. So welcome back. And then we got Dave Cruz at Cruiser128, first time on the pod. David, how we doing?
Doing great tonight. Ready to do a mock draft. I'm not sure I remember how to do a fast clock.
Well, just as long as you're trying, man, we'll be good. We have the ability to pause it if we have to. But every time I got you guys all linked up to electric collars, every time you go overboard, I'm going to hit the buzzer. Our listeners and viewers are going to love that one. All right. And in the background, we got Dirty Jobs himself at Dirty Jobs 21, Mike D. He's producing. He's going to be popping in here and there. Mike, if you're watching at home, you saw him. It was very quick, very brief. He's good like that. All right. He got that thing done. He's the number one Broncos fan for those of you interested. All right. He's got the proof. It's somewhere in his room. Next time he's up, I'm sure he'll show us. Everybody, you can follow me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. You can follow the show at the Twitter at Toilets the Titles. Oh, there it is. Number one Broncos fan. He's got the finger that shows it. All right. So he says that Coach Sheps is not a liar. Go to toiletsthetitles.com. Go to patreon.com/toiletsthetitles. Get involved with us. $3 per month gets you into tier one, gets you into our team group chat on Discord. We're available 24/7. Ask us any questions. We always have somebody available. Right now it's crunch time. So get in there. $3 a month. And we're helping you out. We got about 13 of us. So somebody's going to give you something that's going to help you out. Tier two is $5 per month. Get you early access to the waiver wire episodes that Justin's going to be releasing on Monday nights every single week. So you guys are going to be ready to crush the waivers. It's going to get you into that group chat, get you into Frankensnack next year. And then tier three is $10 per month. One-on-one roster analysis from anybody at Toilets and Titles. Free entry into Frankensnack next year. Get you into the group chat and early access to those waiver wire episodes. David, you're in Frankenstein this year. What are your thoughts, man? How do you feel going into this thing?
I feel pretty good. There's no way you can plan all those bumpers, the bumper scores. So you kind of still draft the best team you can, leave yourself enough players that, you know, if you get stuck with a forced trade, you're not destitute.
All right, but you're feeling all right. You're feeling like you're in decent shape right here.
Yeah, I just made my last pick today, so
Time, you guys. Your guys' division took forever.
Yeah, we had a lot of timeouts on a 15-hour clock.
It's funny because your division finished last in the Mario Kart races, and that should have been foreshadowing for us to know that you're probably going to finish last as far as how the draft goes. And Rich is up there smiling. Rich came in second. So, Rich,
yeah, at least we're consistent.
That's it, man. Consistency, like availability, consistency, those are two of the best things you can have, the two traits you can have, man. The best ability is availability. You got to be consistent. All right, so we're going to be doing a mock draft on Sleeper. It is PPR. It is Superflex. It is Redraft. In here, Josh is going to be running Sleeper in the background. So you can go ahead. You can pull that screen up. You want to screen share? If you have the ability to do that, let's screen share. You're going to be able to see our picks And we're going to go through one at a time. So give me a second here. Let me pull up Sleeper so I can make the first selection. I am on the clock. Let's get this thing started off. And you know what? I'm going to go with Josh Allen. Huge day today. Stud. I'm going to, you know, I don't think this is too crazy, but it's not chalk. I'm going to start the draft off with Josh Allen. And what was that? Was that a little drop there that said, wow, I like it. All right, Byron Chanko, John, you're on the clock, second pick.
I think Josh has added sound effects, so that's good.
I'd like that.
I was wondering if I was going to go Josh Allen at two if you went McCaffrey, so I'll go Christian McCaffrey. How can you not?
Okay. Man, so Mahomes is – there's a little bit of a slide here, Rich.
Man, in the first time that I've ever had a super flex, I'm finally going to get Mr. Patrick Mahomes.
All right, Mahomes is on. Wow. I like that. Dirty Jobs is on the clock in the background. He
Somebody
is thinking.
On the line, yeah.
Where are we going? Where are we going, Mike? Mike's upset that I took Josh Allen. There goes Lamar Jackson. Lamar's off the board at four. David Cruz goes Kyler Murray at five.
I almost removed you from the stream when you picked Josh Allen first, just so you know. I was like, at least in a mock draft, I'll be able to get Josh Allen, but it looks like I wouldn't even have had him at the one or the two. And we're not friends right now.
But that means we are friends. I've been listening to you, man. You've been pumping him up.
Touche. Well played, sir.
I'm buying what you're selling.
Well played, sir. Yeah, good pick. Very good pick. The 101, baby.
There goes Dak. All right, so Dak's going sixth overall now. So we're all picking for two teams. All right, so now we've all picked for our first team. Second team is completely different. I'm back on the clock here. Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go with the seventh selection? I'm going to go quarterback with this team as well because it has been going. There's five quarterbacks already off the board. And let me go Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is my selection here. Next, we got John Byronchenko on the clock again.
I'll be the only person still taking running backs. I'll go Alvin Kamara for this team.
Alvin Kamara's off the clock. Rich, the Frito Bandito, on the clock. He's muted.
I got to get used to that again. All right, with this pick, I will be taking Dalvin Cook.
All right, DC, Dalvin Cook off the board. Mike Dirty Jobs on the clock. First pick, he went with Lamar Jackson. Let's see where he goes with this squad.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nate.
Oh, what's Nate saying? Talking smack back here? What's he talking about?
Josh Allen going where he should, number one overall.
All right, another running back off the board, Derrick Henry. All right, now who is up? David Cruz, you're on the clock.
That would be me. Put Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. All right, another quarterback, and then Josh. Josh to end the first round. Where are we going? He's thinking about it.
This should be illegal. I mean, it really should be.
Saquon Barkley is off the board. All right, final pick of the first round. Now the first pick of the second round is Zeke. So Saquon, we're going NFC East heavy. With that squad, I like it. All right, so you're probably going Terry McLaurin in third. That's what my guess is going to be. All right, now we have who's on the clock here? David Cruz, yeah. Russell Wilson in the
that
first.
That would be me again. Better. Yeah, I'll take Herbert.
Justin Herbert. There we go.
Wow.
The wows are going crazy. All right, who's up now? Who do we got?
I think we got Mike here.
Oh, Mike's on the clock. I'm sorry. So Mike is on the clock.
He's walking the pick up to the podium right now.
He took Derrick Henry in the first. And this team to pair with Derrick Henry, he's looking intently right now. I can see him in the background. And, he's got to let us know. So he's probably going to throw it in the comments because he can't make this selection. Oh, Taylor. Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor in the other chat.
Jonathan Taylor. So Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor. Okay. And now – Josh, I keep forgetting who these teams are.
This would be me. This would be me coming up. Frito Bandito is up, and with this choice, I will be making Mr. Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey. All right. So Dalvin Cook and Travis Kelsey with this squad.
We'll stay in the NFC for running backs. We'll take Aaron Jones.
All right. So Aaron Jones. You got Kamara, Aaron Jones, and now I'm on the clock. I want Aaron Rodgers in the first round. Man, I don't know. I don't know. What should I do? Running backs are going a little high here. I'm going to go with Nick Chubb. All right, so I'm going to pair Nick Chubb with Aaron Rodgers here. Josh, you're on the clock.
All right. We're going to keep the pressure on the quarterbacks here.
There goes Brady. Brady's off the board. David Cruz, you're on the clock. Austin Eckler. Okay, quick and quiet. The silent assassin there. Ooh, Davante Adams. All right, first wide receiver off the board. Rich, where are we going with your pick?
Let's put a little stack action in place here.
Tyreek Hill. All right, to pair with Patrick Mahomes. All right, Byron Chenko, go ahead. You got McCaffrey in the first. Where are we going in the second?
We'll stick with running back. We'll go volume. We'll go Najee Harris.
Okay, there's
Najee. Pick the guy.
All right.
So Josh to take him.
You got Najee Harris, and I'm going to go Antonio Gibson here to pair with Josh Allen to wrap up the second round. The third round, I'm going to go with the guy I'm pretty high on this year. I think he's going to have pretty big numbers. I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford to pair with Josh Allen and Antonio Gibson, solidify my quarterback core there. So, Panko, you're back on the clock.
I'm going to go quarterback finally. Go Ryan Tannehill. Added Julio. Why not?
All right. Tannehill's gone. Rich, you are up.
Going to go Stephon Diggs.
Ooh, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and Patrick Mahomes. That is a high-ceiling squad, Rich. I'm digging it. I'm digging it. All right, Mike, dirty jobs on the clock. Lamar Jackson, Davante Adams. Who are we pairing with those two? TK Metcalf. All right. Wide receiver heavy, those teams. All right. David Cruz.
Okay. Since you guys are stacking, I might as well join the bash.
All right. DeAndre Hopkins stack with Kyler Murray. Josh. It's going to go quarterback again to put the pressure on you guys. I feel it. He likes to do
stuff. Thinking about it. I'm going to go a different direction, though, that you guys haven't. I don't know why. I'm going to go a little Darren Waller here.
Ooh, Darren Waller. Okay.
To smash in the third.
Okay.
Great all choice.
Right. I am back up. What do I want to do? What do I want to do? All right. Calvin Ridley. I'm going Calvin Ridley to pair with Rodgers and Nick Chubb.
Teammate. Yeah, we'll take another runner. We will take Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Oh, team 8 was on the clock, and for some reason, team 9 got Hurts.
Oh, Hurts.
There we go.
All right, so there goes Jalen Hurts is your first quarterback. You got Kamara, Aaron Jones, and Hurts. And then team 9, who's team 9?
Mike? That would be me right here.
Rich, okay.
I will be going Joe Mixon.
I was going to go Mixon instead of Ridley, but I passed. All right, Mixon, Cook, and Kelsey. All right, next we got Mike, dirty jobs on the clock. And he's going to be putting this in the comments. He's in the background.
Swift.
DeAndre Swift, okay. There we go. And then the 11th team is David Cruz.
Okay, go wide receiver here. I'm going to go with A.J. Brown.
Okay, A.J. Brown's off the board. Herbert, Russell Wilson, A.J. Brown. I like that squad right there. All right, Josh, how are we finishing the third round, my friend? You got Barkley and Zeke.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm looking at this. I think I'm going to do a little double tap here.
Ooh, discount double tap. Justin Jefferson. So there goes Jefferson. There goes Kirk Cousins. All right. So we got stacks galore. I'm going to have to call this episode just stacks, baby. Stacks, stacks, baby. All right. David Cruz back on the clock. You got Wilson. You got Herbert. You got A.J. Brown. Where are we going now?
Yeah, I wasn't planning on going zero running back, but I'm going to go with Scary Terry McLaurin.
Ooh, I like Scary Terry. I like me some Scary Terry. All right, dirty jobs. Mike, he's got Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift. He's putting that running back pressure on us right now. Wonder where he's going. Ooh, Joe Burrow. Got him some. Got him some. And next on the clock
is Mr. Frito Bandito. And with this pick, we'd be taking David Montgomery.
D-Mont, I like it. That's Monty, baby. Throw some respect on his name. To go with Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook already on that squad. A lot of running back heavy teams here. All right, the 8th pick is Byron Chenko. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, we'll take wide receiver. We'll go CeeDee Lamb. We'll pay a lot of
money. You know you had to take CeeDee Lamb with me on deck because he wasn't going to get past me, all right? I got Aaron Rodgers. I got Nick Chubb. I got Calvin Ridley. I don't know if there's a quarterback I love here. I do feel like it's getting time to get somebody, but I might wait a little bit. You know what? Give me Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm starting to feel a little scared about running back depth a little later on, so I'm going to get another guy here. So we got Edwards-Helaire, and next on deck we got Josh. Go ahead.
Yeah, just looking through it here. I don't have as much time when you guys are picking so fast here. So I think this is – okay, sure, we'll do this. Sure.
George Kittle, we're going double tight. That's a move. I wouldn't expect anything different from you. Putting pressure on. Every time you come on for a mock, Josh, you find a way to put pressure on us. You do it by stacking Darren Waller with George Kittle. So now we got to pick up the crumbs after that. All right, David Cruz, you have Kyler Murray, Austin Eckler, DeAndre Hopkins. Where are we going?
Let's go rookie.
Kyle Pitts. Okay, I'm starting to get aboard the Kyle Pitts train here. All right, Dirty Jobs went Josh Jacobs to pair with DK Metcalf, Devontae Adams.
Oh, you scoundrel. You scoundrel taking Josh Jacobs.
Go ahead, Rich.
What are you thinking there, man? Come on.
What's next?
Oh, man. Okay, so with that being said, now you kind of threw me in a little. Let's go Chris Carson.
Get a running back in there. John Byron Chenko. You got McCaffrey, Najee, and Ryan Tannehill. Who's next?
We'll go Keenan Allen. We'll take the volume.
All right. So I got Josh Allen. I got Antonio Gibson. I got Matthew Stafford. Let me go James Robinson. It's the first time I've seen him in the fourth, but I think that's about where we're going to start seeing him. So I got James Robinson now. I feel like I need a wide receiver. I like Keenan Allen. Kind of upset to see him go. I'm pretty high on Cooper Kupp this year. Give me some Cooper Kupp action. Byron Chenko, you're back on the clock.
Love me some Kupp.
Double on wide receiver. I'll take Rob Allen Robinson.
Okay, there's Allen Robinson. Rich, you were up.
Another running back, Javonte Williams.
Javonte. All right, running backs. We're starting to get into some different tiers. Mark Andrews off the board next. David Cruz, you're on the clock.
Guy I'm not real crazy about, but the backs are disappearing in a hurry. So let's go to Philly.
All right, Miles Sanders off the board. Josh, what tight end you taking next? Hockenson. Nate said you're going Hockenson.
No, I can only start two. We're going, let's see, you kind of sniped me there because Miles Sanders is criminally underrated right now. Even after disappointing year, he still increased in points per game, volume per game last year compared to the year before. Everyone was hyping him as a top 10. So, but I'm going to stack up Amari here.
Amari's a stud.
Potentially about Gainwell.
Gainwell.
I'm saying, is this what I'm pretending to worry about? Yeah, I agree on Miles Sanders.
He was a starting running back, at Memphis, right?
Yeah,
starters at Memphis are good. You want the backups.
Yeah, it seems silly to me. Sanders is hit every week. It feels like there's another ding on him, and he gets volume and he's good.
Last year, you could say nothing bad about Miles Sanders. I don't want a Miles Sanders pity party. Everyone loved Miles Sanders last year. Everybody.
Nope. I was fading him. I told you to sell him at our running back 10 value.
Because you're a contrarian and you don't count with the masses. You're a contrarian. The masses loved Miles Sanders last year.
Yeah.
Did they not? Why were you were saying faded him because you realized that the masses were too high on him. The masses were very high on Miles Sanders last year.
The rookies were going to be coming in and bumping him down, even if he did well.
Well, anyway, I got Rodgers, Chubb, Ridley, Edwards. Give me Hockenson here. Tight ends are going like crazy. I think he should have went before Pitts and Andrews. So give me Hockenson. And then Byron Chenko, you are back on the clock.
I will take a second quarterback. Ryan's still available.
Ooh, Matty Ice. Okay. Rich, Frito Bandito, you don't have any quarterbacks. He's going to Deshaun Watson, probably.
I don't, but I do now. Trevor Lawrence.
T-Law. Trevor Lawrence. Oop, something happened. Oh. All right, David Cruz on the clock.
No, I don't think that's me. I'm 11.
Mike, Dirty Mike.
I'm sorry, Dirty Mike, Dirty Jobs.
Godwin.
Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin is off the board. Now you're up, David.
All right. I'm going to go with the king of zero RB, Kareem Hunt.
Okay, Kareem Hunt is gone to end the first round. Josh, where are we going?
I'm not sure. Looking around.
That's fine. Let us hear your thoughts.
I got a little double tap here, I think, on the turn. I think both these guys are going to finish higher than Godwin, and they're going to be pushing up into the top group. I'm going to go first. I'll lock it.
Okay.
Well, if I can find him. It's too low. Too low. Shouldn't be that low. There he is. All right. And then let's do this. I've got two running backs, so I'll sit on this guy just in case.
The Hobbins. Okay. All right. So next, after Dobbins goes in the sixth, we have David Cruz back on the clock.
Okay. I'm going to go with the guy that stock has been falling in the preseason, but I think that's noise. I'll take Myles Gaskin.
Okay. Myles Gaskin is also, we got Dobbins, we got Gaskin, two running backs back to back to start this round. Mike Dirty Jobs is on the clock.
Noah Fantastic is who he's deciding to choose.
Yeah, that's probably who it is. He saw Hockenson goes and he's got to go Fant here.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, sign him up. All right, Frito, Rich, you're up.
Yeah, I think I am going to go. And a quarterback that we don't know if he's going to be playing in Miami or Houston in the next week or so, Mr. Tua Tagovailoa.
I like it. That rolled off the tongue very, very nicely. All right, Byron Chanko, John, I believe you are on the clock.
That's right, yeah. I'll take Robert Woods.
Bobby Trees. There's value right there. That is value. All right, so we got to catch up. We got after that's inputted. Who went nine again?
That would have been me.
You took?
I took Tua Tagovailoa.
All right, so we got Tua at nine. And then, because I don't see it, maybe mine's not updated yet.
Woods went, and now you're on.
All right. Is it updated on the site?
Yeah.
All right, cool. My website, my internet must be being slow. All right, give me Zach Wilson. I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. All right, I'm going to pair him. I got Rodgers, Chubb, Ridley, Edwards, Hockenson. Give me Zach Wilson. And, Josh, you are on the clock.
I guess I'll take one of these. I don't know. Do I want one of these green guys? What position do they play?
Kenneth Gainwell, I think you want.
He could be your valley.
Lock it in.
I need this guy to do a ton. I just need him to get me some points here and there.
Mike, Money Mike.
What a pet talk that is as well. I don't need to be good.
Okay.
Just here and there.
Let's keep the rookie QBs going.
All right. There goes Justin Field. There goes Darrell Henderson. All right. Mike was quick with that one. He was ready. Rich, you were on the clock.
I'm going to go Mr. Mike Evans here.
Value. Big value right there. All right. John Byronchenko, you're on the clock.
We have one QB. We will take top five upside.
All right, Trey Lance. All right, I am back up. I'm going to go with Deontay Johnson here to pair with Cooper Kupp. So we got Josh Allen, Gibson, Stafford, Robinson, Kupp, Johnson. And then, do I want to swing for the fences here? What do I want to do? All right, I don't have a tight end yet. Are there any? Let me go with Dallas Goedert. I think he's going to have pretty solid season. I think the breakout's coming. So let me add Dallas Goedert and Byron Chenko. You are back on the clock.
I'll go for the Tannehill stock. It's lit. We'll go Julio.
Julio, man, how much he's falling. That's crazy. Rich on the clock.
Yeah, I'm going to pick another QB here where they're going to be slinging it back and forth between each other twice a year. Mr. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, of course. There goes Baker Mayfield with the quickness, the Dirty Jobs. All right, David Cruz, you're on the clock.
There goes Baker. Okay.
Let's see. Ooh. Wait, what's that ESPN alert?
Let's somewhere go to there.
Something just broke.
Something broke. What's the news?
Might have been Jack Cagle.
The news is I'm taking DJ Moore.
There we go. What a way to announce the pick. All right, Josh. Josh looks like he's contemplating things right here.
I was looking at him, so I'll have to pivot here, take another green guy.
Melvin Gordon. All right. All right. Man, all right. I'm on the clock. I got Wilson, Hockenson, Edwards, Hilaire, Ridley, Chubb, Rogers. Where am I going here? All right, give me Brandon Ayuk. All right, I'm going to throw Ayuk on this roster. We got some youth here. Byron Chanko, John, you're on the clock.
Yeah, we'll go wide receiver. We will go T. Higgins.
There goes T. He, T. He. Rich, on the clock.
Yes, after all this discussion of him not looking too good this preseason, having a solid week in camp, I will be going with Ja'Marr Chase.
Back-to-back Bengals. Bengal alert. Bengal alert. All right, Mike, Dirty Jobs is on the clock. I think he's going Sutton or Judy. his Denver might be showing.
I don't think it's going to be a third Bengal receiver.
Sutton.
Oh, I knew it. I know my man. All right, it's on brand right there. All right, David Cruz on the clock.
Okay, might as well slot in a tight end here. Go with Mike Gesicki.
All right, Miami Mike, Money Mike. All right, Josh, on the clock for two to end the seventh and start the eighth. We are rolling through this thing. So you guys, as we go through, feel free to, you know, talk about some of your picks. Talk about how your team's developing. We got a little bit of time here, so we can listen to the thought process if you want to discuss it.
Josh is in heavy thought.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I got a couple of picks here. Sorry, my
take your time, Josh. Josh is a thinker. He is. He's got a spreadsheet for everything.
All I know is I was licking my chops when Kittle was still there in the fourth round until Josh grabbed him.
Josh is a value thief.
The problem is a lot of the volume, the good wide receivers have now been picked clean. I think I'm going to try out, take a shot on this guy. And then,
Robbie Anderson's off the board. Okay.
We'll come Who's back next? Around and grab a little upside.
All right. Chase Claypool. All right. Next on the clock, it goes back to David Cruz, I believe.
That's correct. I'm going to take the guy that nobody loves every year, Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen is gone.
Daniel Jones. That's who Mike's going with. Mike's going with Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were kidding. I thought you were messing with
him. I'm reading into the future.
Danny Dimes. I just didn't know if you were messing with him or what. Danny Dimes is off the board. All right. Next on the clock is Rich.
The Frito Bandito will make a selection here. Jerry Judy's
gone. Okay. Byron Chenko, John, on the clock.
We'll go running back upside for the moon, as I say. We'll take Gus Edwards.
Gus the Bus. That's a good value pick right there. I'm up next. I got Ayuk. I got Calvin Ridley. Let me add Laviska Shenault to that wide receiver room. Wide receiver one in Jacksonville. He's going to be a true X this year. He's going to blow up the NFL. So throw Shenault on that squad. Then Josh, you're on the clock.
All right. We'll reach at this point. I knew I could get him when I wanted him, but I'll do it now. A little Antonio Brown.
Ooh, Antonio Brown's gone. David Cruz on the clock.
Okay, I'm gonna take a long shot here. Another guy nobody loves anymore.
Odell goes, and then Mike takes Chase Edmonds, and then Rich, you are back on the clock.
I want to just thank everybody right now for letting this gentleman fall to me, Mr. Damian Harris.
Ooh, good pick. Good pick. Rich, you're killing it right now. Byron Chenko on the clock.
Well, we have Trey Lance to come in at quarterback, so we'll take someone super safe for now. We will go Famous Jameis.
Famous. Super safe.
Yeah, right.
Super safe and Jameis. Words I never thought I'd hear together, but he did look good the other evening, so I have to give you that. All right, I'm on the clock. I got Gibson. I got Robinson. Let me throw Raheem Mostert in there. He is the running back one in San Francisco, and I know he was a little banged up the other day with the back, but I have to imagine this guy is going to give me at least half a season of RB1 numbers. So give me Raheem Mostert there. And I got my two quarterbacks. I got two wide receivers. So Kenny Galladay is kind of staring at me, but this dude can't stay on the field. Who else is looking at me in the wide receiver room? Michael Pittman, Darnell Mooney. I want to go with Mooney. Man, I think I'm going to go with Darnell Mooney. All right. Give me some Chicago Bears action there. Byron Chenko back on the clock.
I'm going to hold my nose a little bit and hope for volume and take Logan Thomas.
Good. Washington football team. Rich on the clock.
Coach, while you get that first half of the season with Mostert, I will get that second half of the season with Mr. Trey Sermon.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, Mike, on the clock.
He is thinking very hard.
Juju. Juju's gone off the board. David Cruz back on the clock.
Okay, well, since the Bears coach is Matt Nagy, I don't expect he'll do the same thing, so I'm going to hedge a little bit against Fields and take some Fitzmagic.
The gold bronze beard is what every coach, what is it, Justin, that's who he's picking for, hoping for?
No, he got Fitzpatrick in Washington, football team, Ryan Fitzpatrick. All right, Josh took Deebo Samuel. All right, I'm back on the clock. And I only got two running backs in this squad as well. I got three wide receivers. I'm pretty comfortable at quarterback. Let me go with Ronald Jones. All right, I'm going to take Ronald Jones down there in Tampa Bay. And next on the clock, John Byron Chenko, you can go ahead.
That's what we've got so far. Need wide receiver, need tight end. We'll take Kenny Golladay.
KG.
At a certain point.
KG's off the board. Rich is on the clock.
Yes, at this point, I think I am going to shoot for Michael Thomas here.
MT. We go KG, we go MT, and then Mike Dirty Jobs is on the clock.
He is going with Wentz.
Carson. All right, we got some NFC East. Well, former NFC East love there because he's now down in the AFC South, right? 11 teams on the clock. That's David Cruz.
Okay, we're going to add another running back that's maybe a little bit of a long shot, but I'm going to give it a go. James Conner, Cardinals.
All right, James Conner's off the board.
That's
Josh,
a solid pick.
Finish off the ninth and to start the tenth.
I was kind of hoping this would happen when I grabbed Robbie. I'm going to get Sam Darnold.
I know where he's going. Oh, I knew it.
Carolina stack.
And then I look a little bit more here. I think I'm leaning towards his double digits. Okay, I can take a tight end then. I'm going to go to Tonyan here.
Tonyan.
Oh, you sniped me. Sniper, sniper, sniper.
Hi, David Cruz. Back on the clock.
Okay. Going to add a rookie to this team. Figure Jalen Hurts has got to throw the ball somewhere to the wideout, so I'll take Devonta Smith.
There goes Devonta Smith. All right. Now we have Dirty Jobs on the clock.
He is wanting Waddle.
There goes Jalen Waddle down there in Miami. He's got the Florida connection down there. All right. Frito, Rich, on the clock.
Michael Carter.
There goes Michael Carter with the Jets. Okay, John Byronchenko.
We'll take Will Fuller.
Okay, so we got Michael Carter went ninth. Kenny Golladay is going to go seventh. All right, so I got the Kenny Golladay, Zach Wilson selection. All right, in this, I got the stack here with team number seven. So give me, I'm sorry, did I say God? I meant Corey Davis.
Okay. I was wondering, I'm looking like
my brain's fried. Kenny Golladay, I'm thinking of Corey Davis and saying Kenny Golladay for some reason, but Corey Davis is. Josh is on the clock.
I'm gonna take Tilly, dude.
There goes Tyler Boyd. All right, David Cruz.
Okay, let's take a backup tight end here and go with Brady's crutch.
All right, there goes Gronk. Mike's on the clock. He's thinking. All right, now it's starting to get tough. We got Zach Moss. I like it. I like it. Rich, on the clock.
Irv Smith.
Irv, what a name. All right, John Byronchenko.
We'll take the Jags wide receiver one as well, DJ Chark.
All right, DJ Chark. All right, start off to end off the 10th. We're finishing in the 12th. So the final pick of the 10th is Mac Jones. Okay, my third quarterback. Let's see. I got three running backs here. I'm sorry. Yeah, three running backs, three wide receivers. Probably going to go with another wide receiver. I'm going to go with Michael Pittman down there in Indianapolis. All right, so give me Michael Pittman. Byronchenko, you're on the clock.
I'll take a running back. We've got McCaffrey and Harris. We'll take the upside of Leonard Fournette. Hopefully we don't need to do much, but if we do.
Hopefully you get playoff Lenny. Not regular season Lenny. All right, Rich. Rich is going to Sean Watson. No fear, Rich. I like it.
None.
Mike went Curtis Samuel. David, you are on the clock.
Okay. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that this guy is the better half of the Buffalo backfield. So I'll take Devin Singletary.
All right, Devin Singletary is off the board. Josh, on the clock. Sony Michel. All right, Sony Michel. All right, so I am on the clock, team number seven. I got Rodgers, I got Wilson. I think I want to get another quarterback at this point. It's not a lot on here to pick from, not a lot of guys I am comfortable with, but I guess Roethlisberger is a starter, right? So if he's going to be my quarterback three, I guess I'll go there. All right, Byronchenko, you are on the clock.
Yeah, I'll echo very similar sentiments, and I'll take Jared Goff.
JG, all right, Rich.
Jameis Winston.
I believe he's gone. Yeah,
Winston's gone.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry.
I must have fell asleep.
That was the safe pick back in the eighth.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I will go with Mr. Bridgewater here, sir.
Teddy B. All right, there goes Bridgewater. Mike Dirty Jobs is on the clock. Where are we going with this selection?
Gallup.
Michael Gallup, I like it. Michael Gallup is gone. David Cruz, you are on the clock.
Okay, let's see. To the running back room, and I'm going to grab the PPR king in Indy, Nyheim Hines.
All right, Nyheim Hines is gone. Josh, to finish the 11th and to start the final round of the 12th. He's thinking.
I am in his brain. He is thinking.
Much. You guys went on a little quarterback tear there.
All great options, too.
Oh, yes. All great. All great options. I think I'm going to take the upside of this player. And he's always disrespected, it seems, lately. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver one on a team. I don't care about the quarterback.
That's a good grab there.
He's still thinking for that second selection here. He's deep in thought.
I might as well grab this guy just in case he does start a good amount. We can do trades in this one, right?
Yes. So Brandon Cooks is gone, and then there goes Cam Newton. That's his final selection with team number 12. David Cruz with your final selection for team number 11.
Yeah, since we're in the bath water of quarterbacks, I'll take Jimmy G.
Jimmy Garoppolo is gone. Mike Dirty Jobs is on the clock for his final selection with team 10.
He is in deep thought. He is
yes,
typing.
He is.
And it would be Jamal Williams.
Jamal. All right. Next selection is Rich, the Frito Bandito.
Mr. Frito Bandito. I think I will go Elijah Moore.
Ooh, nice selection. Nice selection. All right. Byron Chanko, John, you are on the clock for your final selection with team number 8.
I don't have a tight end, so I feel obliged to take one. Again, I will hold my nose and hope for volume. I will go Evan Ingram.
There you go. I think that's a solid selection in the 12th round. That's pretty fair there. With the 7th pick, with team number 7, final selection for team number 7, give me Gabe Davis. But a pretty monster day today, all right? I think that's a steal there in the 12th. Josh, you're on the clock.
I had to find Gabe Davis first. All right. If you hadn't taken like Evan Ingram, I was thinking about just taking him. I know I have tight ends, but I wasn't going to let him bail you guys out. So, but I think, let's see, there was somebody I wanted here. Yeah, I'm going to do, I take a shot here, my guy.
Rashad Bateman, that's your boy. All right, staying on brand. David Cruz, you're on the clock.
Okay. I have yet to actually grab this guy anywhere, but he was a first rounder last year, so I'll take a swing here with
Benny Ruggs. Rick loves that. Hunter Henry goes to Dirty Jobs. Rich, you're on.
Yes,
left.
I do love that Henry Ruggs pick, but I am going to go with the true number one receiver there, Mr. Braylon.
Brian Edwards.
All right. Brian Ochenko, your final selection.
Didn't Josh take the Raiders number one receiver in the third round?
Oh, well, that is very true. Yes, I will give you that.
And I'll take I'll double up on Chargers receivers. I'll take Mike Williams. It has to be 1 year, right?
Why not this year? Why not? Why not now? Why not us, right? Man, what am I going to do here? Give me Rondale Moore. I'm taking Rondale Moore. I like the upside there in Arizona. Let me swing for the fences. I'm pretty comfortable. So that does it for our mock draft. What we're going to do is we will throw this image up when we post this episode. This episode's going to go up. You could obviously, if you're watching it on YouTube, you know that it's up. If you're listening to it, you know that it's up. But for you guys who are on the show with me, I'm going to throw this up on Apple Podcasts, get this stuff all out tomorrow. Everybody listening at home, listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate you that you've been following us and staying with us throughout the offseason. Hopefully this episode helps you have an idea of what value should look like with Superflex, with PPR. You know, thank you guys for coming on. John, I appreciate you coming on last notice. David, I appreciate you guys, you coming on last minute notice. And it's been fun drafting with you in Frankenstank. And I look forward to a good season there. Josh, thanks for being with me to run this thing in the background, because you know I couldn't handle that on my own. Rich and Mike, you guys, you know, pulling it together for Toilets to Titles. Again, I was running a little late this evening, so I do appreciate your guys' grace, you know, giving me a little bit of wiggle room, or a lot of bit of wiggle room, because I was definitely more late than I expected. Everybody listening at home, make sure you check out the show on the Twitter at Toilets to Titles. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Hit the like button. Throw us some comments. And just let us know if we are helping you out. If you listen to this show, throw in the comments who you think drafted the best, which team drafted the best. And again, everybody, good luck in your drafts. Go win yourself some money. Hopefully your rosters stay healthy, all right? And hopefully you guys have a good and fun fantasy football season. So we are signing off. We appreciate you. Have a good night. Take care.